The state has settled a lawsuit against its riot-boosting laws passed at the end of the 2019 legislative session. Those statutes are designed to hold activists and organizations civilly and criminally liable if protests turn violent. The proposed Keystone XL pipeline was the catalyst for the legislative action. Last month, a federal judge placed a temporary injunction against unconstitutional portions of the laws. If the judge accepts the settlement, the injunction becomes permanent. As part of the settlement, the governor and attorney general will issue a letter telling state's attorneys not to enforce portions of the new riot-boosting laws, as well as parts of old laws dealing with riot that have been on the books for decades. Stephen Pivar of the American Civil Liberties Union says the questionable statutes can't be removed from law without legislative repeal or amendment. But he says if Judge Lawrence Pearsall approves the settlement, it will have the force of a court order. Pivar notes that Pearsall's temporary injunction issued last month struck portions of the law that punished people for speaking.
He did what the Supreme Court has always done, and that is to recognize a distinction between speech and action. So the portion of the laws that punished people for engaging in force and violence remain in effect.
Other states have tried to enact similar legislation that seeks to curb protests against pipelines. Pivar says this settlement should serve as a warning and an example.
Hopefully, states want to do the right thing, and they've now been placed on notice that it's not right to punish people for speech.
Pivar notes those unconstitutional laws could be expensive. Under the settlement agreement, ACLU is entitled to attorney's fees. He says he'll soon present a bill to the state, and if parties can't agree to an amount within 10 days, they'll ask the judge to award fees. Governor Kristi Noem issued a written statement after reaching the settlement. She says the state will work to update criminal statutes that have been on the books since South Dakota became a state, and that her team continues to work to protect people, property, and the environment while making sure laws are constitutional. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.